Y'all remember this?
Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let me just get this off my chest, too.
Check this out.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
They're not tanking. You can't tank when you have Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford on the team. Because if you tank, you need to go all the way.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Do they trade Stafford? Crazier things have happened. I highly doubt that.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith. Coming up, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air live on the Roku channel here on this Tuesday before NFL free agency, the Tuesday where we've got not one but two NCAA tournament first four games that go down tonight. Pair of 16 seeds and a pair of 11 seeds.
Southwest Missouri State against Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
Why not?
Tees off at 6:40 Eastern, followed up by two 11 seeds, Pitt and Mississippi State.
Are they playing golf? You said tees up.
Tees up.
Okay. Let me just say this.
Fairly
distant. I've never what's the words for it? Heard of those first two schools. But I'll be rooting for one of them at some point tonight when it's tight.
My mom was born in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Hey, so does it make you want to root for them?
I think I might lay the house on them tonight.
But why do they have first four games with 11 seeds? I don't understand.
Because they were the last in at-large teams.
So then why aren't they ranked 12, 13, 14, 15?
Because those are the
guaranteed winners of smaller conferences.
Exactly. They're better than these real small.
So 11 is the smallest at-large seed or
It's the lowest at-large team.
Lowest at-large team.
Yep.
So that's why there'll be two 16 seeds tomorrow.
Right.
Two 11 seeds tomorrow.
These are the last four in.
So that's great. I mean, hey, we could have done it without you.
Exactly.
But we expanded it, so we might as well have you. That's the way it is?
Pretty much.
Okay. Very good. That's tonight.
Let's go Pitt.
And then at which point do we put in a bracket? Tomorrow. We got to get brackets tomorrow. Okay.
Now, let me ask you this.
We got to get brackets tomorrow.
Do we want to...
I'm having my kids do it tonight.
Okay. Do we want to start like a ESPN group and invite listeners?
Yeah, let's do a big
to
big
compete
one.
Against us?
Sure. Let's do it.
Because I can create that right now, and then away we go.
And then can we have our, you know, with all due respect to our listeners and viewers who we adore, can we,
a prize,
if you will, pat on the back for whoever amongst all of us here on the staff and my children win?
Anneman's crumb cake you get.
There you go.
You win an Anteman's crumb cake. What do you mean you'll order one?
Because the ones that TJ showed me are not the... I want the actual square original, Rich.
So the ones that TJ you purchased?
No, it's the same thing, but they're minis.
Those are minis.
Yeah, TJ and I were talking.
These are individually packaged.
Like the square one.
Oh, well, my kids would be totally in on that.
Well, they're delicious.
Well, I mean, Susie will be here later on this week. It's really her preemptory, but I think she'll be fine with the crumb cake.
Yeah,
she usually brings donuts, but
who am I talking about?
She never comes empty-handed.
She brings alcohol and donuts. Such a thing. She probably doesn't touch either of herself.
No, nope.
We can't reveal what she does while she's there.
Okay, very good.
You know,
TJ,
mom's the word.
Has Aaron Rodgers made a decision yet?
I was wondering when that was coming.
It's almost like we need an Aaron Rodgers watch.
No, animation.
All right. Can we just put the clock ticking in the corner?
Again, what if this doesn't work? Like, how's Zach Wilson taking all of this right now?
Right? And you see he bought his whole line scooters.
Like, he's backup next year, right? Unless what?
I've got a human reaction, and I've got a New York fan reaction. Which one do you want first?
Well, I want the human one first. Let's get that out of the way.
The human one first is how does Zach Wilson feel about it? It has got to be really tough for him because he had a major opportunity placed in front of him. As the quarterback of the New York Jets starting from scratch and with a head coach who is starting from scratch, and a general manager getting his first opportunity to be a general manager. And the GM built a team that performed so well, faster than expected, that it surpassed his abilities to mature on the field. And he was placed in a very difficult spot. New York City's very tough. He also got hurt a couple times. So, you know, Sam Darnold could be like Cry Me a River because he had coaches switched on him. He had offenses switched on him. He didn't really have the support of, say, someone like Garrett Wilson or Breece Hall. I mean, and a coach who unlocked somebody like Quinnen Williams, like Saleh had. And he's got to be sitting here saying, I had this opportunity, and now I'm not about to. But I'm going to be in the same quarterback room as Aaron Rodgers, and I can learn from a guy who is clearly one of the all-time greats. And he won't be here forever, and maybe I'll have my shot at some point. That's the human reaction. The New York fan reaction is, how does he feel? I don't care.
I get that. I totally understand all of that. Yeah.
Everything I just said with a human reaction it's like, you had your shot.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
Has he made his decision yet? Okay.
I'm creating our bracket challenge group.
Don't do that after the show. Don't have to do it right now.
I want to get it out there.
So, you can do it out there when it's all over.
All right.
Come on, man. We got fans who want to talk to you and us.
I understand.
Turzo in Iowa has been hanging on since jump. What's up, Turzo? How you doing, brother?
What's up, guys? Rich, I can feel your anxiety all the way out here in Iowa, man. I'm hoping that decision comes down today because I think it's going to wear on you a little bit more. That's Brockman's doing a pretty good job of needling you.
Thanks, Turzo.
Mm-hmm. Anything on your mind, Turzo?
Well, Rich, you know, like, I'm happy to see the Niners side Hargrave. I think that's just a huge addition. I, you know, have a bunch of anxiety myself because I now have two number three overall picks probably trying to compete for the starting job there in San Francisco and waiting on a UCL joint to get repaired for Brock Purdy. And as you guys were talking about earlier in the show, I don't think he's going to be really fully healthy until probably October. They're saying he won't start throwing until mid-August into September. That's a lot to kind of wait on, and I don't really know what's going to come of that. So the quarterback anxiety between the two of us is palpable.
Mm. Turzo, I hear you. Other than the fact that, you know, clearly your quarterback anxiety of last year when Jimmy G went down and here comes the last pick in the draft, what's going to happen? Other than the fact that he took you to the NFC Championship game, and by saying he took you, clearly it's a team effort, but he kept the train on the tracks and made plays. So I wouldn't be concerned. Your coach knows how to coach the position, and if Brock Purdy played like that, then one of these two guys can. And I appreciate the call, Turzo, and thanks for hanging on as long as you did. I do want to linger on this situation for a moment. It just seems to me that the signing of Darnold, is it Purdy insurance or is it Lance insurance?
Both?
Well, it may be that. But Purdy not being ready for the beginning of the season means they're not going to have the next step after Lance be Josh Johnson, with all due respect, like what we saw. That they're not going to have a third quarterback as good as Purdy. The third quarterback could be actually Purdy when he can get back in the mix. So what are you going to do? Let's go get someone now. Let's go get someone now that we can sign on the cheap and coach him up and give him the coaching and give him the stability that he hasn't had. Look at Sam Darnold's career.
Yeah,
just look at it.
I feel really bad for him.
Okay, Todd Bowles to Adam Gase to adios to Matt Rhule to Steve Wilks to adios. Did I miss anybody? Because they got rid of him when Saleh got there to draft Zach Wilson. And that's not how you want to be born into the NFL. So now he winds up in San Francisco. And anybody that sits here and thinks he's just going to be a backup or a caretaker and not maybe make the finally make the most of his opportunity and get to the level that a lot of people thought he could be when the Jets moved up to draft him third overall. I think you're sadly mistaken. I think this is a major opportunity, and he must have, when he first heard, who wants to sign me?
He must have been so pumped.
How quickly can I sign on the dotted line? How quickly can we strike this deal? And you know how high I am on Lance. I've been high on him since they drafted him. I was high on him before the draft. I said they were going to draft him. I was thankfully right. Then he doesn't start his first year because he's really raw. They use him only apparently in the red zone. He does throw the first touchdown pass of that season in which he was drafted as a rookie, and then Jimmy G took over. Got him in the NFC Championship game. Lance started one game because Jimmy G, as Raiders fans may unfortunately find out, is he rarely starts all 17 now regular season games. But then he gets hurt last year. Now he's back again and said, I will take all competition. That was a video that did very well on our YouTube stream after our YouTube page after he came in. He was our first guest at the Super Bowl.
And he was awesome.
He was great.
We loved him.
We did. He was very personable and fun and open about competition. Well, the competition's now here. He said it would be Purdy. It's going to be Sam Darnold. And you have to sit here and think multiple times now they've gotten Lance insurance. And I thought this is, okay, they put all this draft capital in Trey Lance. It's going to be his job. They may put him in with the ones to start. But Darnold's going to get a shot, folks. I saw that signing. I thought to myself, well, isn't that interesting? Because it also seemingly, I would think, takes them out of the running for Lamar, which they're already out of at the moment because they don't have a first-round selection in this year's draft because they're paying off the final picks of the Lance trade. Now, if Lamar, by the way, still is, and he might do this if he doesn't get many phone calls tomorrow, he might take weeks to sign his tender. No rush.
He could take it right up until the start of the season.
Correct. Well, no, to the June deadline.
Oh.
I believe, or it's middle of July, one of those two. It's in the summer. You got to sign it. You got to sign it. And so to make your $32 million, he could wait till after the draft. And then somebody like, say, Miami or the Niners, now they do have first-round picks in the next two drafts. Something to keep an eye on. But I heard when Darnold got signed, I'm like, this is more than just, you know, a flyer. I bet you they saw him in that draft and they were like, yo, this is a guy that we're not going to get, but it's Sam Darnold. Be careful, Sam. Up there in Northern California, it rains a lot. You might have to put a cap on like you did at your pro day.
Stop. If they got that far with the last pick in the draft.
What about the third overall pick?
What about it?
Well, the current, they what about the third overall pick they have?
Can't stay on the field.
Who can run and throw? We still haven't seen him consistently. The problem is that, Darnold is definitely further along. I mean, there's no question he's further along.
He's played. I mean, hasn't been well at times, but he's played.
Well, remember his first three games as a Panther? It looked like he was MVP. You came here as an overreaction Monday, Sam Darnold's MVP of the NFL. He was that good when they went 3-0 to start. Then he got hurt instead of McCaffrey, and then it all went to crap.
Let me find that. I'm going to find that tweet.
Let's go to Nick in Philadelphia. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Nicholas?
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I do have some thoughts on the Aaron Rodgers New York Jets, but real quick, I will say that I think the March Madness tournament bracket with fans, I think that's a great idea.
We're going to do it. We'll put it out there. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. Brockman's going to create it after the show. We will then tweet out the link. I'll hit it with a retweet, and we'll then let folks know tomorrow.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
We'll do it.
So,
and by the way, a prize for the winner, we'll send you a mug.
Hey.
Right?
There we go. Hey, I like that idea.
Okay.
My brackets usually lose, but you never know.
Never know. What's on your mind, Nick?
I already have
I think I'm a little against you with the Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Yep.
Listen, does Aaron Rodgers make the Jets a better football team right now? Yes.
Okay.
But I personally think you guys should go after Lamar. I think you're in a, you know, I don't know all about the cap, et cetera, what goes into that. But I think you're in a perfect storm where I don't think Lamar wants to go back to Baltimore and he's going to take any offer he can get. And I actually think you will be able to get a better deal than you would think with Lamar. He's younger. He wins. And I just, I've never been a Rodgers fan. You don't know how long you're going to get with him. And I think you have, you'd have more time to build your team around Lamar. And I think in the long run, you would look back at that being a better decision if you guys went after and got Lamar instead of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And that's just my opinion.
Nick, I appreciate the call, and we look forward to you being in our NCAA tournament bracket. I wholeheartedly disagree. Let me just lay it out for you here. The Lamar versus Rodgers thing for the Jets. If Rodgers heel turns and says, forget it, after all, then you consider it if you're the Jets. But if you are just sitting here and you're going into free agency and you're in the Jets position and you see two here, the two things. One guy costs you your 13th overall pick this year and your first next year. The other one doesn't. That gives the guy who doesn't require giving up your two firsts a leg up. Next, the guy that you can acquire who doesn't come with two first round picks costs you cash out maybe over 2-3 years, $100 million, right? The other guy, $200 million. Okay? So you can tell your owner he's less expensive and it's also not two firsts, and plus, it's somebody you, Woody, want. And I, as the general manager of the Jets, don't have to go to you and say, now the cost is double, and we lose our two best draft assets for the next two drafts, including this one. So forget about that draft board that we were talking to you about. And on top of it, the other guy who comes without the price tag of two ones and is less expensive allows us to give the kid who we did draft second overall that I did tell you, if you're Joe Douglas, I did tell you, Woody, I liked a lot. We're not giving up on him. So we're kind of hedging our bet. We're using a multiple MVP award winner as a bridge quarterback. And you're the one who wanted him. More than anybody else, I think we're clearly seeing the owner driving this bus a little bit here. That's how Lamar Jackson isn't a Jet or the, on the Jets' radar screen. It makes much better sense to go with the 39-year-old than it does the 26-year-old. And I know how insanely ridiculous that sounds.
That sounds kind of weird. You're going to get one guy for maybe 2 years. The other guy you could have for 10?
You could. But the idea is this guy takes you to the playoffs, maybe wins you the Super Bowl. Certainly if you, and plus, you know, you're the hottest ticket in town. You kidding me? If Rodgers shows up for the Jets and brings his Packers with him and he wants Odell, and Odell is far more inclined to come to the Jets, he wouldn't even twitch in the Jets' direction otherwise. Suddenly you are the hottest ticket in town. After the Giants just had a playoff season and win and coach of the year, you know, forget about the Knicks, Nets, Yankees, your Mets, Giants. You're talking about Rodgers is in town. He's a New York Jet. Odell's a Jet. I mean, you're shooting for the moon here. Now, if Lamar comes,
you're not the hottest ticket in town, Rich?
Zach, come on. You're still the hottest ticket. You're a hot ticket. I don't know if does Odell come too? Maybe. I don't know. He does. You're still a hot ticket. But, man, you don't have your two first. I mean, could you have Rodgers and one of these stud defensive backs, defensive linemen, one of these stud offensive linemen? 13th overall? You can. That's why. That's my long-winded answer as to why Rodgers works best for the Jets over Lamar. We have a Rodgers update after the break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I'm not looking at Twitter. Just break it to me gently. That's all I ask.
You got it, buddy.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial as well.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Rich Eisen Show live stream here on Roku, back with the Rich Eisen Show radio feed. We're terrific with our partners on the Rich Eisen Show radio network. I'm at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. What's the update, Chris?
Okay, Rich. You're not the only one who's frustrated and fatigued, it seems like. So Zach Rosenblatter covers the Jets for The Athletic. A couple minutes ago, tweeted out what I'm hearing about Rodgers. Strong feeling that he still will be a Jet. Not done yet. Still working through some things. Nothing finalized. Green Bay still needs official word from Rodgers. Also added, some Jets players have been frustrated about the process dragging out.
I wonder who those players are. Look, we're all waiting, okay? And Rodgers arrives. Guess what will happen?
Whoa.
Very, very, very exciting. Okay? Very exciting times for Jets fans. So whatever players are like, it's taken forever. Is it finally happened?
No, but it's a big trade involving a New York team.
Okay.
Oh.
Chris Brockman, you have a news. You got a breaking news?
This is pretty big, actually.
Okay.
Breaking news.
What do you got, Chris?
The New York Football Giants are trading for Raiders tight end Darren Waller.
Okay. Ooh-hoo-hoo. What do we got?
What?
For what?
Nothing. I mean, this literally broke seconds ago. Nobody has an update. They just have Giants trading for Waller.
Who says that?
Everybody? Schefter, Pelissero, everybody.
Oh, Pel.
Okay. So you get a new quarterback.
Oh, baby.
And then you take away one of his best.
Well, the Packers were trying to get him. He was rumored to be on the block last year after he signed that big extension.
So let me just say this. This is all cap stuff, and whether McDaniels likes him or not, I'll be honest, right? May not be their type of tight end. Let me just say this to Raiders fans, okay? And all I'm just saying is that to you Raiders fans out there who might be like, why not Rodgers? Why Garoppolo? Why are we trading away Waller? Well, why'd you get Jacoby Myers? This is Patriots West.
Man.
The problem for you folks in Vegas about this, if there is one, is name me the spot where Patriots West, South, North, or anything other than New England has worked. There's one example, and that's it. And it's done incredibly well in college. Nick Saban. That's it. That's it. Name me another spot where Patriot coach brings Patriot way or the highway to his spot and it's worked. And so it can work. It can absolutely work. Darren Waller for the Giants, if you want to now linger there,
whew,
to me is a stupendous maneuver, a terrific player in this spot, and Daniel Jones is a new BFF, and he's coming in. Just all I would think is you got to sign Saquon to a long-term deal. Keep him happy and go to work. I like it. Good move. I don't know what it is. Did they give up a one?
No,
give
up for third-round pick. It's actually the pick they got from the Chiefs for Kadarius Toney.
Okay, so...
So that was it?
Yeah.
Because, again, he's expensive. Waller's expensive.
Waller's
good.
Waller's good and expensive, but the only way I can read it is that he just wasn't... I mean, anybody who had Waller in fantasy last year and anybody who watched the Raiders whenever he was healthy, he just didn't have much of a role. Like, he...
Yeah.
The Carr to Waller connection went poof last year. Now both Carr and Waller have gone poof because this is McDaniels' show, and he's building a team that runs his offense and operates in the matter. Like, honestly, the thing that's a total outlier in Patriots West in Vegas is Davante Adams. I guess Adams plays the role of Randy Moss. The one guy that stands out as an all-time great at the receiver position? Because, all you need to see is...
He's a guy that can play anywhere, though.
Right. So, and fascinatingly enough, you could say that the Raiders supplanted Derek Carr with the man who threw the most important pass for the Raiders last year.
Jacoby Myers.
And Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
Who connected with Chandler Jones. So, welcome back, Chris, to Las Vegas, Jacoby Myers.
Chris, I think this bears the question here. Bears asking, does this now start rumors of Kelsey Plum to the New York Liberty in the WNBA?
Oh, God.
That's the question.
They just got married last weekend.
They just got married.
So
they were
both.
She plays world champion Las Vegas Aces.
I know.
Now, do you think her husband's going cross country? You know, I'm just a WNBA food for thought.
Dynasty. Team up with Sabrina. Oh, man.
We're Kelsey Plum fans, Rich.
No,
Aaron
Rodgers. No, Aaron Rodgers. Next, Rich. Sorry. No Rodgers news.
Rodgers.
So, Jacoby Myers is now a Vegas Raider, and so is
Josh Garoppolo. Josh Jacobs tweeted out that he's sad.
Of course. That's sure he's sad that Waller's gone, but to me, I don't know. Did he just not fit? Didn't fit the cap, or he didn't fit the system?
I mean, like you just said, you could watch the Raiders play. I watched a lot of Raider games. I had Waller in fantasy. TJ, you did too. Mm-hmm. Just wasn't a fit. Wasn't working out.
Jason in Maine, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jason?
Good afternoon, Mr. Eisen. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it,
great
brother.
Great show on
Thanks.
The Roku channel.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Love it.
Thank you.
But, you know, you are exactly what us Red Sox fans used to be prior to 2004. And it breaks my heart to see you basically prostitute your soul for someone who's the complete opposite of you, by the way, because you are an easy guy to like, despite your New York fandom. But Aaron Rodgers, just so smug and arrogant, he's just not going to get you over the top.
Are you
not going to happen.
I don't understand. And, I mean, hold on a second.
Remember where...
Yeah.
Where you were when the butt fumble happened. I want to know where you were when A.J. Dewey intercepted Richard Todd twice.
Oh, I was in my basement.
Bring up a bad memory.
No, it's okay. And Jason, look, I just find it very interesting that a Patriot fan would accuse someone else of being smug and arrogant. I just that's really a stunner. That's a shocker.
I got to correct. I am all New England. I'm Red Sox. I'm Celtics. I'm Bruins.
You're not smug.
When it comes to football, I'm a Steeler.
Oh,
I'm a Steeler.
So he's like me.
Green had me with "Have a Coke and a Smile" back in '79, '80. I was hooked. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Steelers fan.
Okay, so with this accent, you're rooting for the Steelers against Tom Brady. Is that what you're saying? Really?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Not a Patriot hater. And anyone who's not a Patriots fan over here is accused of being a Patriot hater. I'm not a hater, but I'm not a liker.
What about Jason's main credentials, Brockman? Do we accept?
He's actually from Meyer. Are you from Biddeford or Saco, Jason?
Saco.
Yeah, see? Saco. Shout out 207.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love everything about him. I thought he might have been a Giant. I know a lot of people from Maine are also Giants.
Okay. Fans, thanks for the call, Jason. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know what? Rodgers might smug, arrogant. Let him be smug and arrogant for the Jets. We need that, man.
One time.
You know, last time we had somebody with swagger, it was Rex, and it's exactly what we needed.
You need it.
Let him do that. Sal is so nice, and he's so, you know, like when he said, I've got receipts, it was kind of like me hosting The Great Escape. Like, I'm trying to be mysterious. It didn't work for Robert Sal. He's too nice.
Well, he walked back. He's like, oh, sorry.
I know, exactly. That's him. Let Rodgers come in and be the smug and arrogant one for the Jets. I can't wait. I would love
it.
Welcome smug and arrogant Aaron Rodgers, please.
And he'll be able to handle
bring your smugness and your arrogance to...
He gets it.
High mark, right? That's what they call it in Western New York. Bring your smugness and arrogance to Hard Rock. Bring your smugness and arrogance to Gillette. Bring your smugness and arrogance to wherever the Jets are or wherever it comes in. You bring it, Aaron. Bring your game. Bring your A game. Bring it all. And I know that that's I'm inviting a lot into the house. Just make it happen already.
That's actually what's written at Ellis Island, right?
Give me your
smugness.
No, that's by the way. I'm the tired one.
Right.
Okay. And I don't mean to equate myself to the plight of the people who did actually arrive in America back then. Vito Andolini and all of his
great grandmother.
Okay.
Right.
But I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm huddled. I'm a mass of huddledness. We have been huddled masses for the Jets for a long ass time.
You want Aaron.
So if we got to wait another day, we'll wait another day.
You want Aaron to huddle it.
Raiders have 5 of the top 109 picks.
Great. Good for them.
Dismissiveness.
I'm reporting news.
He don't care.
Jeff Wilson re-upped with the Dolphins.
Let's talk about the Dolphins a little bit.
Ooh. I think they're good.
Let's talk about the Miami Dolphins a little bit. Because we didn't hit the Jalen Ramsey trade yesterday. Too much was going on. Jalen Ramsey coming for a 3, and then they pick up his 2023 salary is guaranteed and 2024. And he's moving from California to Miami. State taxes alone makes him a richer man.
13%.
And he has got to be the happiest camper on the NFL landscape right now. And there's a lot of happy campers, okay? Daron Payne's a happy camper. Javon Hargrave's a happy camper. McGlinchey, all these people are striking it rich, are happy campers. But the fact that Jalen Ramsey is going to Miami and he's got Xavier Howard on the other side, we don't want to talk about pick your poison, where you want to throw it. And then, you know, the defense is the issue there. Offense, we all know what they can do. Put points on the board. Defensively, last year, we put it together. Look at these numbers. 24th in points per game allowed, 27th in yards per game allowed on the passing side. They gave up 27 passing touchdowns last year.
Whew.
Only took the ball away 14 times. That's tied for 30th in the league. And the offensive passer rating, the opponent's passer rating was 95.3, which is a great, you know, soft rock station, but terrible when you're giving up a passer rating. That's 28th in the league.
Well, they played shootouts.
And so now they can maybe stop you a little better. Smart moves. Certainly for a team that had their first round pick, wait for it, forfeited.
Uh-huh.
So I like the moves that they've made. They got Mostert back and Wilson back. So the running back group knows how to run this offense that McDaniel brought in from San Francisco because they're from San Francisco. Keep it going. I like what Miami's done, and clearly it's all now on Tua. And what will happen when Tua shows up at off-season training program and then the organized team activities and in mini camp? How will he feel? How is he going to feel? What's going to happen when he takes the first hit? Can he last the season? Who is the backup quarterback? Who is going to be the backup quarterback in Miami? Because that is a huge role if Tua can't go. And if Tua can't go, if they determine that Tua can't go, or Tua is a question mark, or Tua has some sort of problem in the summer, well, then that's where my number one rumor that went haywire after I said it into this microphone after the combine. That's when the Brady stuff will come home to roost, because Tom Brady, as of tomorrow, is a free agent. And I know he's in retirement and he's Instagramming out cat videos and far from the NFL landscape. He is not mentioned now for a good reason. He is retired. And he is not talking football with anybody that I know of. He's not talking about playing with anybody that I know of. But if Tua can't go, they have the greatest quarterback of all time sitting there in South Florida.
Mike White?
He's the backup, isn't he now?
He's the backup. Yeah.
So he's the backup now. And I think he'd be terrific in that role. But if you want to win a Super Bowl, maybe Mike White can have that ascension. Wouldn't that be something? Mike White beating Aaron Rodgers in a game that matters. So I don't mean, honestly, I'm not a rumor mongerer, but that's where you take a look at how this season plays out. It is all on Tua, and they do love him. They do talk him up. They do love him because he showed you when he's on and healthy, he is on point, and this offense is on point. And now with Jalen Ramsey on the back end, go hunt up front. I like it. I like what Miami's done, and there's going to be a lot of people choosing them to win the division this year, and I think they can. Another reason why I think the Bills should just go to Tennessee and say, how much for Derrick Henry? Because what if Miami does that? Can you imagine? Mostert, Wilson, and Derrick Henry too? Come on.
Jeez.
Why not? I mean, you load up. Load up. Win now, baby. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. More of your phone calls here. I just love this stuff, man. What a day. What a day. And free agency starts in full writ large tomorrow.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Monster.com can help you slam dunk your job hunt. Make your next career move in hoops, as we all know, coming up this week and in life. There's a regular season, and then it's time for the madness. And the madness, and it's time for you to beat the madness and win the job hunt. Monster.com can help you. When you put your resume on Monster.com, great things can happen because there's millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. And when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. They specialize at Monster.com in building the right teams for employers and know how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. Get off the bench, go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. You know, I stopped following the NBA for a little bit last night because I'm in a bye week in the Rich Eisen Show Fantasy Basketball League. But then I realized my team would have been killing it. Had, you know, I've been in the playoffs like some of you guys are. I'm on a bye just chilling like the proverbial villain, just 3 weeks removed, one of them on a bye week from winning back-to-back. And I've been very chesty talking about it. You'll be happy to know an individual who's had enough of hearing about it.
Everybody?
Not you. Not you, TJ.
Oh, well, I
not
have, Adam, just so you know.
Not
I've,
Adam in
I've
the back.
Had or, enough of hearing.
Or Hoskins, who's also in a bye week, chilling like a villain. But my 12-year-old son, Cooper.
He's over it? Is that enough?
Well, he thinks every single thing I do or say is in benefit to me. It's
what
not.
What would make him think that?
It's a benefit to me. But I've been telling him, you know, I'm trying to help. He's going against Adam.
He's getting shellacked.
Well, he's getting shellacked because, you know, he's got LeBron and Durant.
Well, LeBron was shooting free throws today.
And Kyrie, who, as we all know, missed last night's Mavericks loss. And the Mavericks have only won 5 of 14 games since making the acquisition of Kyrie Irving. And the Nets, by the way, they're flourishing.
Yeah, they've won 5 of 6.
Let me ask you this question. Is Jacques Vaughn, can he get Coach of the Year votes?
He probably won't get Coach of the Year.
Well, I mean, I know he doesn't have 45, 50, 60 wins.
I know, but.
But, dude.
They're 10 games over.
He's been terrific. And the Nets have gone through, one would say, a lot.
Yeah.
But at any rate, see, he's missing those three, and those were the engines of the very beginning of his season when he was dominating a bunch of people.
Yeah. Not having Durant.
He's got Bogdanovich on Detroit, who's hurt. And I told him, dude, you have to drop him. Like, your season is like 6 more days left to it.
He hasn't played in 2 weeks.
Exactly. And he said to me, if I drop him, you'll probably pick him up.
Fair point.
And I'm like, fair point. Dude, this is dad talking. This is not the soon-to-be back-to-back champion of the league talking.
Oh, you got
it. That's
what
I told him. That's how I'm talking to my son. He thinks I'm like, so what if I pick him up? He's hurt. I don't want him. And you need to do something.
He needs players.
I know. So he picked up a couple people this morning because, just to show him I'm not hard-hearted, it's not all about dollars and cents. Well, he has no idea I'm doing a Louis Waltz imitation from The Godfather. Bless him, he hasn't seen that movie yet. I've granted him morning iPad time.
Oh
morning.
Just to show you. I'm so wide open
so
to him performing well. He's got morning iPad time.
Oh, he picked up Corey Joseph.
He was very active this morning, and he took a screenshot video of his team so I could see who's on the bench and who's not. Because he still held on to Bogdanovich because he can still fill out his roster tonight with active people.
Yeah, he has a full lineup.
Okay, so. But still, Adam is kicking my son's butt around the block right now. And you are taking care of business yourself against former
RESCP. You know, I'm up 7-3 on Don.
Very good.
Winner of our matchup gets you in the next round.
Is that it? For sure? Definitely?
No, we don't reseed. So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
no, I look forward to that.
We're the 4-5.
Good luck to you.
Oh, Brockman, you got the power.
Good luck to you.
You got to do it, Chris.
Somebody's got to be in.
So that's what's happening tonight. And since when did Brooke Lopez become an enforcer? Anybody?
He's been awesome.
He's always been kind of that dude.
He's been, like, last night.
And he shoots a ton of threes.
Last night, the Sacramento Kings and the Bucks getting in a fight. That's a new NBA world for you. While we're waiting on LeBron to come back and see what your Celtics can do when they're not losing to the Houston Rockets tanking. They didn't get the memo, huh?
We're literally losing to a team that's trying to lose.
How many teams from Houston can't get the memo? Their draft.
You
got the Texans and now the Rockets.
To lose. Jaylen Brown is 43 last night.
Don't the Rockets? Well, it doesn't matter, I think. The Rockets are going to get the same percentage no matter where they finish top three. So it's now, you know.
Everybody's got a 14% chance, which is kind of whack.
What happened with your Celtics, man? What's going on?
Well, I mean, you were here last week when I went off about it.
Yes.
We're blowing it is what's happening.
What are we doing? Elvin in Tampa, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Elvin? What's going on?
Hey, Rich. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Thanks for making it.
I kind of feel your pain with all this anxiety about Rodgers to the Jets, and has he made a decision yet? I just wanted to kind of put something out there because I don't know if anybody's even thinking about this, but, you know, a couple years back, there was a under-the-radar team that brought in the GOAT, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And no one expected that. No one even had dreamed about that.
Right.
But it happened.
Yes.
And right now we have a unproven player on our roster, which is Trask. And he's the only quarterback on our roster. So something tells me under the radar that Tampa Bay might be making an offer for Rodgers at some point in the short future.
Here's the problem with that, Elvin. Two things. One is that the Bucs are paying off the credit card for the Brady era, number one, and Rodgers is really expensive. And two, a place very warm, and I don't mean Tampa, is going to have to freeze over before Green sends Rodgers to Tampa in the Bay conversation. That is not going to happen. And thanks for the call. And that's the beautiful thing for the Packers, that there's the Jets sitting out there in another conference. Once again, sitting around saying, yeah, we'll take your guy after 15 incredible years. After your marriage falls apart. Well, we'll take him. Because we can't get that position right. Ever. Has he made his decision yet? We're literally going through a second show this week. Okay, very good. Hey, look, going to take some time. Going to take some time to get all those ducks in a row. Ducks named Lazard and Cobb and Lewis and Beckham. Take some time. Get those ducks in a row for Aaron to finally say yes.
Jordy Nelson's got to find his cleats. Mm.
Very good.
Greg Jennings getting some very stretches good. In.
Same energy this fall, Christopher. Same energy when the Jets and the Patriots invariably are a nationally televised game, like probably five other Jets games.
They probably week one, right?
You could probably add up the number of nationally televised games the Jets have had in the last 5 years, and this year will outnumber it.
Oh, they'll have twice as many as the Pats.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. As my brother, lawyer to the stars, said to kick off this program, Mac Jones and his 50 screen passes aren't going to beat these Jets 10-3.
What's your brother's name? Joe?
It's No. He, by the way, feels bad that he didn't send you by name.
Wow.
I did tell him that you were upset about that. That you,
I was like, wait,
that,
wait.
That he referred to you as the Patriots fan. He said, he knows I know
like
who he is.
Times.
He said, I thought smug Patriots fan conveyed my disdain better, but perhaps I should leave that to the entertainment professionals. Of course, my brother writes like that, even in texts. Oh, God. Chat Wednesday.